It was evening before I left Camberwell, and quite dark by the time I reached home. My companion's book and pipe lay by his chair, but he had disappeared. I looked about in the hope of seeing a note, but there was none. "I suppose that Mr. Sherlock Holmes has gone out," I said to Mrs. Hudson as she came up to lower the blinds.
"No, sir. He has gone to his room, sir. Do you know, sir," sinking her voice into an impressive whisper, "I am afraid for his health."
"Why so, Mrs. Hudson?"
"Well, he's that strange, sir. After you was gone, he walked and he walked up and down and up and down until I was weary of the sound of his footstep. Then I heard him talking to himself and muttering, and every time the bell rang, out he came on the stairhead with, 'What is that, Mrs. Hudson?' And now he has slammed off to his room, but I can hear him walking away the same as ever. I hope he's not going to be ill, sir. I ventured to say something to him about cooling medicine. But he turned on me, sir, with such a look that I don't know how I ever got out of the room."
"I don't think that you have any cause to be uneasy, Mrs. Hudson," I answered. "I have seen him like this before. He has some small matter upon his mind which makes him restless." I tried to speak lightly to our worthy landlady, but I was myself somewhat uneasy when through the long night I still from time to time heard the dull sound of his tread, and knew how his keen spirit was chafing against this involuntary inaction. At breakfast time he looked worn and haggard, with a little fleck of feverish colour upon either cheek.
"You are knocking yourself up, old man,"
I remarked. "I heard you marching about in the night."
"No, I could not sleep," he answered. "This infernal problem is consuming me. It is too much to be balked by so petty an obstacle when all else had been overcome. I know the men, the launch, everything, and yet I can get no news. I have set other agencies at work and used every means at my disposal. The whole river has been searched on either side, but there is no news, nor has Mrs. Smith heard of her husband. I shall come to the conclusion that they have scuttled the craft, but there are objections to that. Or that Mrs. Smith has put us on a wrong scent. No, I think that may be dismissed. I had inquiries made, and there is a launch of that description."
"Could it have gone up the river?"
"I have considered that possibility too, and there is a search party who will work up as far as Richmond. If no news comes today, I shall start off myself tomorrow and go for the men rather than the boat. But surely, surely we shall hear something.